Darling, may I have a word with you? And promise me that you won't get annoyed. The spark has gone, I think you know it's true. It's a problem that we cannot now avoid. Stagnation could spell our love's tragic end. I have a bold idea, what do you say? One thing that all my girlfriends recommend: let's try out some 50 Shades of Grey. You can tie me up and whip me till I'm begging you not to. You can smack me, you can whack me till my ass goes brilliant blue. You can hang me from the ceiling, you can bolt me to a chair. You can manacle me to the fridge and then forget I'm there. It might seem kind of silly, but to you this is my plea. Could you dare indulge me in my deepest, darkest, greyest fantasy?
Sweetheart, I support your worthy schemes to banish our frequent midnight yawns. I know you can fulfill my wildest dreams, but you've picked up some badly written porn. It's just fan fiction of the poorest grade, and Twilight's Edward Cullen did inspire. E.L. James's fortune has been made, adding wank scenes to the work of Stephanie Meyer.
We did that Princess Leia thing you asked me to, despite the uncomfortable chafing and the third degree frostbite. So how about this evening we try one of my ideas? Cause frankly, love, I thought that Doctor Who thing was a bit too weird.
Some folk may say it's shocking, and I know some think it wild, but the bloody thing reads like it had been written by a child. An insult to all BDSM couples, for it holds that such loving relationships are just abusive and controlled. On top of that, it really doesn't do a thing for me, cause what you've got here's a third-rate, third-hand teenage girl's vampire wank fantasy. Stephanie Meyer had fantasized about a teenage boy, then she wrote herself as Bella, creating Edward as her toy. E.L. James then came and renamed Edward into Chris, and made Bella Anastasia surrogate for her right wrist. So when you're in and Summer's buying handcuffs or a whip, have a think about those fantasies, and please remember this: anything you try, someone else thought it before you. Use your own imagination and don't read this utter poo. Have a word with your partner, cause the sex is so much better when you fill a night of utter filth with ideas you forge together.